Strange Adventure. Oza, the lonely one, the caveman, looked down from his perch in the tree and contemplated his plight. Below him, a giant saber-toothed tiger paced back and forth, waiting. Now and then, the beast leaped toward the man, the long claws barely missing the branch to which he clung. This was the first time Oza had been away from his people in the comparative safety of the hill caves. He had once been the leader of his tribe of cave people, but a new and strong champion had challenged him, Rhea the Red One. He had challenged him to combat and had won. Now the deposed leader was an outcast without a home. The exile had gone out to the broad grassy plain to live. Here also dwelt the ferocious beasts, the dire wolf, the woolly mammoth, and the giant saber-toothed tiger. Oza braced himself against the trunk of the tree and broke off a small branch. He fashioned it into a club and waited for the next leap of the tiger. As the beast sprang at him, the club flashed down, striking the tiger across the skull. Oza dropped down from his perch and swung the club again. The tiger would hunt him no more. Oza glanced down at the beast he had killed, then at the piece of wood in his hand. He swung the stick to his shoulder, then flashed it outward into a mighty arc, lashing out at his imaginary enemy. He smiled. Now he could smash at his enemies and at the same time stay out of reach of their powerful arms and flashing claws. The caveman climbed a little hill and saw his people moving across the open country searching for game. He recognized the leader of the hunting party as Rhea the Red One. Oza then shouldered his club and headed for the waterhole. He was hungry and thirsty. Perhaps Rhea would help him kill a few small animals for food. Then a cry of terror struck the warm, still air. The caveman ran toward the sound, clutching his club tightly in his long, prehensile hands. Oza had reached the little clearing about the waterhole before he could tell what had caused the terror and excitement. The hunters were shouting and gesticulating as they pointed to a figure floundering in the center of the small pool. It was Rhea, and he was mired to his shoulders in quicksand. Oza knelt at the side of the pool and thrust the long club toward the sinking man. Rhea grabbed it and clung tight while Oza reared back on his haunches and pulled the desperate man to safety. A few minutes later, Oza and Rhea were crossing the plain toward the hills where the cave people lived. Oza, the caveman, had fashioned for himself the first weapon, a simple club. Now, millions of years later, his descendants are fashioning atom bombs and jet-propelled instruments of war in the natural progression of arms and the man. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Ghost Ship, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.